Hi, welcome to episode 77 of ThriftyCast. I mean, it's been, what, 4 months?
It's been since August.
Okay, so it's been a while.
It's been a minute.
Yeah, I mean, we could blame COVID.
We could. You're Eric.
Oh, yeah, that's true about me.
And I'm?
You're Kathleen.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, it's us.
I don't even really know where to start. It's so weird right now.
It is, and we didn't mean to be away so long, but it's obviously hard to get together.
Yeah.
For a variety of reasons.
COVID.
And yeah, we did get together once since then. No, it's got to be more than once.
Yeah, I'm trying to remember when. You came up once.
Mm-hmm.
You
just didn't have time on that visit.
Right. But yeah, it's just getting worse.
Yeah.
Yeah, which is, I hope everybody out there is holding up well and being safe and
has learned some new hobbies.
Yeah.
Maybe an instrument. Maybe a craft. I don't know.
I'm now a world-class flautist.
I can play the ukulele. I wish I could play the ukulele.
You know,
that'd be awesome.
With my YouTube obsession, mm-hmm. There was a while where I was looking up ukulele covers.
Oh, yeah. Those are good.
They're really, really mm-hmm. good. And it's really, it's a pretty instrument.
It is. I feel like anytime I see a ukulele at the thrift store, it's pretty trashed.
I don't know that I've ever noticed a ukulele.
I've never seen one in good shape.
Yeah. So, in spite of this, we're here now. The plan, the theme for this episode is mm-hmm. before. Today is Friday the, what, 6th?
6th.
Friday the 6th of November 2020. There's also all this election stuff going
on. Yeah, we've been watching the news quite a bit.
Yeah, a little compulsively.
That's what we'll say about that.
Yeah. So, the plan is to go thrifting tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
So, we'll talk about the before of thrifting.
Yes.
And this is going to be a two-parter. Tomorrow we'll talk about the after, kind of how it turned out.
Mm-hmm.
How are you?
I'm good. It's nice to be up here.
It's really nice having you up here. It's just, you know, I work from home.
Mm-hmm.
The good news is my risk for, you know, COVID contact is really, really low. The bad news is I'm working from my little station in the mm-hmm. finished
basement.
Part of the basement we have downstairs. So in the morning I go down for 9 hours and then I come upstairs and then I cook something to eat and then mm-hmm. I watch TV and I go to bed. There's this relentless.
Yeah. And I really, when I'm home, I have a very small COVID bubble in many ways,
mm-hmm.
but I work 2 days a week at an antique vintage shop, just part-time, and that obviously exposes me to a lot of people, though we have a lot of safety measures
mm-hmm.
in place, including sanitizer, limits on people in the store, temperatures, distancing, all kinds of things, masks, obviously. But still, I mean, I am in contact with a lot of people that way.
Yeah.
So I'm the carrier, potential carrier here, I guess, in this case.
You're the wild card.
I am.
Yeah, just, you know, like cabin fever. Mm-hmm. I don't think that even captures it at this point.
Yeah.
The joy that I feel when I have to go grocery shopping. You know, and I'll try to go at times where it's lower and,
mm-hmm. It was beautiful today. So we ate outside at a restaurant.
Yeah.
Which was really nice. It's very, non-Wisconsin November weather.
Yeah.
It's like 71 degrees or something.
Yes.
So that was really pleasant to eat outside.
Yeah. And it may be one of the last days.
I bet it will be.
Of the year that.
We can do that.
Yeah.
You don't do much solo thrifting either. Like you don't put on a mask and some hand sanitizer and just go check out a thrift store, right?
Every once mm-hmm. in a blue moon, I've probably only done that two or three times in mm-hmm. the last, I left work for the last time, the office mm-hmm. for the last time on March 20th.
Uh-huh.
So it's been, you know, 7.5 months. Is that right?
Yeah.
Is my math right? Yeah, 7.5 months. So, yeah, I haven't, just a couple times. Mm. I have gone thrifting with you. Mm-hmm. I've gone thrifting with Patrick here. Mm-hmm. Once or twice. So I, you know, I've had some thrifting. I definitely have a find of the week to talk about.
I'm excited to hear that.
Yeah. Maybe we jump into that.
Okay.
What's yours?
Well, you have one in mind. I feel like you should go first.
Well, all right.
Then. I wasn't expecting that.
All right then. The, my find of the week is something I picked up at a St. Vincent de Paul in Portage, Wisconsin. About, I don't know, 3 weeks ago,
mm-hmm.
3-4 weeks ago. It is, I'm looking at it now because unfortunately it's still sitting in my dining room. But I got a desk for my office. With all the working I'm doing from home, I wanted to get more of an office set up.
Mm-hmm.
And I had this like rickety old table that I've had forever that I've been using as a desk, but it's not a good size. It's not a good height. And I found this perfectly sized metal, would you call that top linoleum?
Yes, I would.
Yeah. Linoleum top table to, it's just a perfect size for a desk. And it has one drawer.
I was going
to
ask if it had a drawer on the other side.
It does. Yeah, on the other side, it has that one drawer in the center that you pull out. But yeah, it's all metal. It looks kind of military to me.
It does. It has, whether it was a school or... Yeah, the military hospital. I imagine like a tag on it somewhere, you know, saying do not remove from Saint whatever.
Well, given the era that it looks to be from, mm-hmm. I imagine a lot of duck and cover nuclear blast yes. drills happening.
Yeah, people have probably hidden, tried to hide under that table for safety.
Yeah.
It would not have provided it, but they tried.
But again, it's a perfect size. It's about 2.5 feet deep, mm-hmm. maybe, and about 3 feet wide. It's cute. It's little.
And it was reasonable. Yes.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Paid 10, which I thought was a great price for it.
That is a great price for it.
Yeah. So it's just a matter of getting it, as is always the case with thrifted items. It's getting to the place where you have in mind for it and getting it all set up. Instead, what happened is that it's sitting in the living room with other crap that I've thrifted sitting on top of it.
Well, it has to go down a flight of stairs, and I mean, it's a little awkward to do it. That's hard.
Right, and the place where it's going to go, like, that needs to get cleared out and put into order. So there's, it's a multi-step process, but I mean, it's been here, as I point mm-hmm. to it, it's been here in the dining room for 3 weeks.
Yeah.
Which you can get away with in the middle of a pandemic when you don't leave the house.
And almost nobody comes over.
Yeah.
So my find of the week, I'm going to go with a lamp that I bought. I bought two really interesting lamps at the same thrift store a week apart. The first one is not my find of the week, but just to kind of compare and contrast, it's a little elephant. It's like for a kid's room. It's ceramic mm-hmm. or pottery. It had a bad Kmart shade on it, like a new, it was wrapped in plastic Kmart shade. So I guess not really bad, but just not appropriate. But in really nice shape, works, doesn't need to be rewired. The next week, same thrift store, tall, green, 50s, super cool kind of mid-century modern lamp. Again, no shade.
Mm-hmm.
So it's going to take a little work to find that. But it's just got some neat lines. And it was $250 because it had been marked $5. And it was tucked way back behind all the broken, crappy lamps. And this thrift store has been a mess lately. And they have all the stuff piled in front of the lamps.
Mm-hmm.
So I think people just couldn't get to them.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's what it was. I thought maybe it wouldn't work, but it works. $250, it's really cute. Now I just have to find the perfect shade.
The funny thing about thrift lamps is that that's always the challenge.
It really is. One time I bought a lamp for the shade and ended up donating the lamp back, but the price was on the lamp, so I had to buy the lamp.
I've thrifted shades separately.
Mm-hmm.
There have been numerous times where I've had to, or chose to switch out a shade.
Yes.
Because the shade I had didn't work.
Yes.
I have a lamp in the living room area that is, it's basically a bowling pin lamp. And, boy, that has been a trial finding the right shade for that.
It has had many shades, I feel.
I do like the shade that's on it. It's like a, fluted, is that the word? It's like, yeah it's narrower at the top and it's sort of
wider.
Yeah, it gets wider, flares out at the bottom, and has maybe six different panels on it. And it, I don't know, aesthetically it works. I feel like it's a good size for it.
It's definitely the best one that you've had on there. I like it.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that one's a keeper. But again, there's always that challenge of, like, you've got to find a shade that's the right size, that's a good shape. And in some cases, you have to worry about it ideally is going to either be so bland that you don't care.
Yeah.
Or it's got to match up with the time period.
Yep.
And that's the issue with the mid-century lamps, because obviously the dream is those...
the double lamps with the ties and
yeah. And those, like, is it fiberglass?
Yes.
Yeah. Those fiberglass shades, especially with the threads around the stitching around the top and bottom,
which are so expensive.
Yeah.
But I'll figure something out for this. It's a very cool lamp. I like it.
I wonder if there are any companies out there that still make those or started making repros.
There are, and they're expensive.
Oh, even the repros.
Yeah, I've Googled. I found them.
Oh, wow.
There's a company in the Midwest that does them. They're really cool. They do all different size. Well, they don't do really small, which is too bad. Mm-hmm. But they do, like, overhead if you want to do kind of hanging. And, yeah, really neat. I'll show you the website. Yeah.
Ever since we went to Mickey's. Mickey's is this. It's a bar in
Madison.
In Madison. They have pint-sized mimosas. So if any of you ever happen to find yourself in Madison, Wisconsin, go to Mickey's, get a mimosa.
Put some ice in that mimosa because it is not a subtle mimosa.
No.
And it is not like top shelf.
No.
Sparkling wine or wine or whatever.
I thought it was delicious that when we went. I was like, ooh.
And ice is the key.
Right. And I thought the food was really good there.
Their food is really good.
Yeah.
But their lamps.
Their decor... is it has a very thrifted feel, and they have different rooms, and, you know, they've done a really good job at pulling together thrifted looks throughout. But in the front bar, above the bar, they have a kind of a row of cabinets, and on top of those cabinets, they have all these mid-century lamps. They have the Panther, and you know exactly what I'm talking about when I say the Panther. They've got
a
couple.
Two.
Yep. they have a lot of kind of Asian. Themed mid-century lamps, which are problematic in some ways, but they have those. That's where I was introduced to the Venetian shade.
Oh God, I love those.
Yeah,
we'll have to put a picture up of the Venetian shade.
Yeah, and if you know, while you're listening, if you're not driving or whatever, give it a Google. It looks so amazing when the lamps are on.
Yes,
it just casts a great light, and it's the lines of it just work so perfectly with that whole mid-century thing.
Yeah, I think I've only seen them once or twice in real life. We saw one today at that place. They've had one now twice. They're expensive when you do see them, and I think they get damaged pretty easily. The metal's pretty thin.
Yes.
But yeah, take a look, and we'll also post a picture.
Well, I mean, they don't work like Venetian blinds, but it's that same, like if you get
thin slats.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. The slats and, I mean,
of a metal blind.
Oh, right. And all of us know what it's like to walk into a room when you see Venetian blinds that have had better days where it's like kind of droopy on the sides.
Bent and hanging.
Yeah.
What I like is we're both, like, bent in representing that because, you know, for each other, we need to see that.
Right.
It's interactive for us.
Yeah. A video podcast, maybe.
Not you.
So that's Find of the Week. Let's jump into planning tomorrow. We're talking about tomorrow. And we, just so you guys know, we haven't actually talked about what plan is for tomorrow.
We'll be planning.
So this is actually how this works when we're planning on going out thrifting.
So we know one thing. Eric sort of did a little recon a couple weeks ago and checked out a couple thrift stores in the area we're going to just to make sure that they were not a terrible COVID-19 nightmare and that there were some safety measures in place. And
there were. And I, going in, you know, I had this plan, like, I'm just going to walk in and walk right back out again if I don't like what I see. Everybody was wearing a mask. And it was so sparse in there in terms of customers that there was no problem keeping up with social distancing. And it's sort of a, I don't want to say warehouse, but it was like a giant grocery store with a really high ceiling.
Yeah.
So
it's pretty massive.
And so it felt well ventilated. So I felt good about that.
Mm-hmm.
One thing that I miss doing that I would love to be able to do tomorrow is go to Dig and Save.
Oh, me too. But.
But. Have we talked about kind of what their precautions are?
I don't think we have.
Yeah. So the precautions are great because I think they're going to do, it's just going to make it impossible to shop there. And plus you have people coming in and everybody's close to each other digging through these bins. I don't know if there's enough hand sanitizer in the world that would kind of be helpful in that situation.
Though I did see a picture of the Dig and Save, and it looks like they have fewer bins and they are further apart.
Oh.
I follow them on Facebook or Twitter or something. And
and
they had a note up about they had like a $1 coat sale, which I mean, that line would be around the block.
Yeah.
But the bins were definitely further apart.
Yeah.
And, I mean, they have it timed, only so many people in the store at a time.
Those are the precautions that make it difficult to go.
Yes, and safe. Yeah, so.
Exactly. But they let a finite number of people in, so you line up, and on the hour, every hour, they let in X number of people. To keep the capacity low. But if you don't make that cut, then you're waiting in line for the next hour to come.
And the people who are in the shop have an hour.
Yep.
And they have to pay in that hour, too. Like, they can't get in line at the end of their hour.
Yeah.
It has to include that time.
So they're effectively clearing out the whole store.
Yes.
Every hour.
Turning over so that the next group of people come in. Yeah, I can't imagine. I mean, we've been there when there are 50 or 60 people in front of us already, and we're there 10 minutes before it opens.
And that's pre-COVID.
Yeah. I it's going to be a long time before I go there because I just am not going to wait in that line.
Right.
But back to our planning.
Yes.
So
Madison's out.
Yes. So Madison's out. But you did the recon, so we're going to go to Oshkosh.
Right. And when I went, it was good.
Mm-hmm.
Found some dishes when I was there. They had they have their regular book section, but then they had another book section up at the front. And they said, you know, at the end cap on the shelf, they had a stack of brown paper grocery bags, standard size, and you could fill a grocery bag for $1.50, which I have a lump in my throat just talking about it.
The books that he got are on the table in the dining room.
Yes.
Just so you know.
The thing about it, though, is this isn't going to mean anything to anybody else, but there's an American psychologist named Carl Rogers, who
it's
I love.
Mean something to somebody.
Well, hopefully. And, like, Google him. Carl Rogers is awesome.
He's amazing.
So there's a book that I've always wanted of his. I have a bunch of his books. A book I've always wanted. It was sitting on the shelf.
It went in your bag for $1.50.
Well, I mean, I would have paid $5 for that book easily.
Yes.
And then I got that. I got a hippie Bible called Reach Out. I got a couple gardening books.
You got to book a history for beginners, which I find really funny.
Yeah.
I don't know why.
It was the pictures.
Yeah.
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 Yeah, it was the art. So, it was Oh, it was good.
Yeah.
That part was really good. They had great furniture, not anything I could use and not my style, but they had these amazing black chairs with a chrome base.
Oh, cool.
From, I would say, the 60s that had really great lines. And I think that's one of those things. If I ran an antique store, there's no way I would have walked out without those. So yeah, I thought it was really good when I was there. And like I said, I like the precautions they had. So as far as planning goes, I want to check their book thing, their bag book, to see, first of all, if they're still doing it, and to see if they've
added anything.
Exactly. You know, if they're trying to clear out back stock or those kinds of things. Because, you know, at that price point, you kind of can't go wrong. And,
well, it would be great. I volunteer at a place where we send books to women in prison, and after sales at our local thrift stores, village thrift stores, paperbacks are 10 for a dollar. And I will just scarf up paperbacks because that's what we send out. Anything that's mystery, suspense, true crime, I know, ironic, romance, horror, sci-fi, fantasy, those are the things that are like in big demand. So any of those, I think I bought 60 books last time.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, $6 for 60 books is incredible.
Yeah.
Such a deal.
Well, and to know that it's going to people who are going to value it. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. And people pass those books around. It's not just the woman who gets the book. They pass them around. Also, I buy for my little library, my local little library. You know, the little freestanding ones. I'll just buy 10 books and put them in there.
Yeah.
Because it's a buck.
Yeah.
So, yeah. I mean, if there's a bag of books for $1.50, I will be buying a bag of books.
Yeah. One thing that was really tempting about that, too, and I'm going to be curious about this, they had on that section that you could load a garbage bag with, they had a massive stack of National Geographics.
Oh.
That looked to be from like 1980 to about 2005. You know, and those are always interesting. And a lot of those National Geographics have maps inside and, you know, the pictures are amazing if you're a collage person or whatever.
Yeah, that's a good.
Yeah. So I want, so I want to check and see if they have that stuff going on. I want to notice the furniture. Their textiles were kind of lame.
They often are there. I think that's one of the weakest things about that store. But we also talked about getting there early. Cause that was one of the things you said, like we really should get there early.
And that's actually less about the stock and more about the keeping the numbers of people in the store down on a Saturday.
Also close weirdly early on Saturday.
Like on a one.
Yeah.
I think.
Yeah. So we want to be there early.
Right. And I was there when I did my recon, I was there on a Saturday. So I feel like I'm comparing apples to apples here.
Yeah.
So that feels good.
Plus it is really big and that gives us a lot of time.
Yeah.
I mean, it's at least an hour to get through that store at least.
Yeah, when I was there, I think especially because of the books in the front.
Yeah.
And the everyday dishes that I use were these Crate and Barrel white, and they're getting more and more chipped and whatever. So I decided I wanted some everyday dishes that were going to be sturdier. And that was just kind of in the back of my mind. And I don't know why this is, but every once in a while in a thrift store, they'll have an abundance of something. And it's not necessarily that one person gave it away.
Yeah.
It's like the planets just lined up. So I would think that this would be not my style, but I just fell in love with them. They're heavy, like earthenware plates that are like a 60s, 70s vibe. And they all had floral prints on them. But instead of buying a set, I ended up, because there were so many of them, I have all these different kinds. So I ended up getting 8 plates. All of them were different, and they're earthenware with different kind of floral patterns on them.
Yeah, I'm so curious to see them.
And I love them.
Mm-hmm.
I really love them. Actually, is it tacky if I go?
Yeah.
They're in the dishwasher.
It is tacky. We need to wrap up.
Okay.
Don't we?
No, not really. We've got about 6 minutes.
Well, yeah, but
Oh, I just want to pull them out. I'm so excited. Yeah,
show me later, though, because it's not going to make very interesting podcasting.
Like, ooh, that's a plate, all right.
Ooh, look, there's flowers.
Yep.
So we're going there. And then we're also going to go to the other one. Now, again, not very interesting podcasting because they don't know what the other one means. But you know what I mean. The one that we couldn't find that time.
Yes, you're thinking.
This is how many of our conversations sound.
Yeah, you're thinking of the one. It's in Appleton and it's over by the mall in Appleton.
Okay.
It's off that busy road. Yes. And it's sort of down. Yeah.
Yeah, it's sort of down.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I went there too. Mm-hmm. When I went to the one in Oshkosh, for those of you like not familiar with Wisconsin, which is like virtually everybody, there's a great big lake in Wisconsin, and up one edge of the lake is just like a trail of cities. At the bottom, you have Fond du Lac, and then you go up, and it's Oshkosh and blah, blah, blah. At the top of the lake, you have Appleton.
You make it sound like there's one great big lake in Wisconsin.
There's a lot of lakes in Wisconsin. A
lot of lakes.
This is a particularly large one. I think it's Winnebago. I think that's but anyway.
I don't know.
You can't go to bed tonight saying you didn't learn something about Wisconsin geography. So went there a couple weeks ago. It was great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to that. I think that's it there, right? There's nothing.
There are Goodwills that we could try.
Yeah. Let's try one Goodwill.
I would be down for that.
Try one.
Yeah, so we could get multiple stores in. The other thing I think we should do when we're there is go to that antique store that you really like.
Yes. I thought that was a given.
Certainly. They had two locations to this, and one, the roof caved in.
Yes.
That's pre-COVID.
Yes.
I don't know if they ever figured out, like, why the roof caved in.
I don't know. I know they sold it.
Yeah. But it's by the Oshkosh. It's not far from the Oshkosh St. Vinny's.
Mm-hmm.
And so I drove by it the other day. It's, like, half of the building's, like, caved in now. It doesn't look like they intentionally demolished it. I don't know. It's really sad.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm just saying. But, yeah, so their other location, which I think is in Appleton.
It's by a sporting goods store. That's all I know.
Yeah.
I just ask Siri for directions.
Yeah. I can't remember, like, what
which town it's in. Yeah.
Yeah. No.
But that's our plan for that one.
Yep.
So, and there'll be food in there somewhere.
Yeah. What are you in the mood for?
I don't know. We often end up eating at Olive Garden when we're in Appleton.
And it's hard because right now I don't think, especially like Wisconsin's such a hot spot for this, I don't think I would trust eating indoors anywhere.
No, maybe we'll see somewhere where we could eat outdoors.
Yeah. I know when I went a couple weeks ago, it was drive-through Taco Bell.
Oh, I could do drive-through Taco Bell.
If I go through a drive-through Taco Bell, I want to kind of challenge myself to eat something from Taco Bell that I've never ordered before.
Okay. Usually we don't plan our food in advance. We take that a little more as it comes, but since we do tend to wind up at...
These are strange times.
At Breadstick Place. What's
Olive Garden.
Olive Garden. I thought I should bring it up because we're not going to be eating there.
Well, there's something, too, about us eating at Olive Garden at 3, which, again, is part of the whole geriatric.
Oh, my God, yeah. It's too late for lunch, too early for dinner.
I don't want to drive home in the dark.
You don't hear, because 18,000 deer were parts of accidents last year. I didn't really articulate that very well, but there was a warning on the way up about being alert, and it said there were 18,000 accidents here last year involving deers. Because they're everywhere.
I mean, it's rutting season right now. Yes. So
this is right around the time.
Yeah.
When I had my car accident.
Yeah, it was right before Thanksgiving 2 years ago. Yeah. That's the rutting season and hunting season for deer, which is a huge deal.
Yep.
Is the week leading up to Thanksgiving, Thanksgiving. So
we don't want to be driving after dark.
No.
Because those deer are out there and...
You totaled your car.
I did total my car.
Yeah. And the thing is, you know, driving in the city, your car insurance is so much higher. I feel like there's so much more great risk driving yes. in the country than in the city.
I have never had anything happen to my car in the city like what happened here.
Yeah.
But yeah, so we'll be having a nice, sensible lunch outdoors mm-hmm. or in the car at a safe hour and getting home before it gets dark.
And that's...
Because we're old.
Yeah, that's the lifestyle.
But we'll be telling you about the after.
Well, it's like 50 is the new 70.
Right? Sure.
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 Yeah.
But we'll be telling you about our after in our next podcast, which will not take 4 months.
Right. So tomorrow...
Because we're going to record it tomorrow.
Right. We'll have our stash. We'll record. Probably take pictures.
We should just, do it right away.
Yeah. And actually... In some ways, it would be great to show, like, this is all the stuff we got in one day.
Yeah.
Before it ends up in strange little piles on desks that I haven't moved out of my dining room.
Yeah, we'll have to clean things off the desk so you can take a picture.
Oh, yeah.
All right, we should wrap up.
All right. So, everybody, be safe.
Keep thrifting.
And we'll talk to you very soon.
All right, bye.
Bye.